Hello and welcome back, my bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast with yours truly, Jihei Wiley, the Real Bitch of Bravo, bitching about all things Bravo and getting as much tea as humanly possible. Now, who's ready to do some real bitching?
Hello and welcome back, you guys, to the Real Bitch of Bravo. If you watched from before, we are still in the same clothes. That's because we're just going to keep this party going, man.
Keep it moving.
Keep the bitch fest going, guys. Again, welcome to the Real Bitch Bravo with yours truly, Jihei Wiley and Miss Hillary.
Hello.
First and foremost, we got to talk about that. We did tease Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
What do you think are going to be the aftermath of this? Because they did already announce the two newer castmates.
Yeah.
Did
they officially announce that?
They announced at least one. Okay. They announced at least one. I want to say both of them. Sorry, I just had popcorn, you guys, so I might be burping a little. They might have announced both of them, but don't quote me on that one.
Yeah.
I do know they at least announced one, and I, for one, man, those ratings are going to drop real quick.
Yeah.
I just really hope that there's like enough drama and there's enough of something in there to keep us interested, because they're filming now, I'm assuming. Because it's the winter.
I think soon.
Yeah.
I think soon they're filming.
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
Yeah. I think, listen, I just don't want Salt Lake City to end up like Dallas.
Yeah.
That's the trajectory that I see Salt Lake City going into.
Right.
Because even though I agree that Monica doesn't necessarily need to be on the next season, she is the reason why the season was interesting, because if I'm being candid, like, everybody else is boring.
Yeah, if you didn't have, like, by having the Angie Meredith feud, that was only going to last for a moment in time.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be the whole entire thing.
But there was nothing else that they were talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, nothing else of interest, at least.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It didn't feel like anything. And I think that it's going to be interesting. They're going to definitely need... hopefully these women can save it, but I don't know what the drama is going to be at all. But, you know, if you're familiar with Dallas, like after...
I personally want Dallas back.
I agree.
Like, I love Dallas. That was the franchise that I would bring back.
Even though I understand why Leanne left, or why she got fired, I should say, I think I understand why that happened, but...
The show was not the same after that.
Yeah, after she left, it was completely shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so they needed...
It was pretty boring, I'm not going to front.
Yeah, it was bad. So I'm hoping that that's not going to be the case for them. But, you know, I also don't think that I think they need Monica, but I don't think
so. So here's my thing. Here's what I'm wondering and I'm hoping that happens. Is that because basically they all band together and we're like, we're not fucking filming with her?
Yeah.
I get it. You guys feel betrayed. I understand it. Also, you got to realize, like, that's not why you got hired. You got hired to film with one another. But neither here nor there. I think that what they're going to do, here's my solution for this. She comes in on a group event. And she comes in with Mary because she's still tight with Mary.
Yeah.
And so Mary gets brought in. And then comes on as her guest and brings the drama like only Mary can do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that that's her way back in. She was very smart by hitching her wagon to Mary Cosby.
Yeah.
Very smart about doing that because, like, A, not only is that bitch wealthy off of other people's backs, but she's wealthy that she can. Hey, I said what I said. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
I said what I said. I don't think I've made it a secret that I don't like Mary. So, like.
No, I can do without her.
Too. Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm good. Like, people at, like, I think Bravo asked, would you want her back? I don't. I don't even need her back as comedy relief anymore because.
She's not, I don't think she's funny.
No. Like, she's just mean. She's just a cunty, mean person. And I hate that word, by the way.
Yes.
I hate that word.
She is.
But I think with her, it's appropriate. I think you're very, very rude. I think you're very mean. And you are not a spiritual person. Because if you were, you'd be like, you'd be more along the lines of Whitney. Like, Whitney's like a sweet, genuine person that, like, to me, she's a sweet, genuine person that, like, wants, would be willing to forgive. It even says, turn the other cheek in the Bible, sweetheart. Like,
Whitney's a mess box, though.
But
she's good for the show.
I'd rather have her on than have Mary on, is what I'm saying.
And Mary don't even want to be there anyway.
No. She doesn't need to be there.
She doesn't need to be there. She was the comic relief that the show needed, I feel. Yeah. I just think that... that the personalities are just bland.
I just don't like me. You guys are terrible. Talk about a hot mess. I know you were looking at the side of your eye and being like,
I was trying not to laugh.
I can't hear you on this, so I'm just gonna let it go. That's fucking funny. But sorry. So go on.
The personalities just feel a little bland to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And very just monotone. But I like them. I just think they need. I don't know if they don't need like somebody super fiery like Jen and Monica, but they need somebody that's going to stir something.
And you know what? Maybe they will have that in the other two castmates.
We'll see.
So that is something, at least that's something to look forward to, because like, at least you're putting in new blood in there.
Yeah.
You know, like most franchises should do.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills did do with Anne Marie. Let's move on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Let's get into it. Crystal needs to be taken to the hospital, and Anne Marie kind of does come by her side, and she's getting a lot of shit on social media about like her saying like, you know, you could possibly be stroking out. We don't want that. Da, da, da. That she probably shouldn't have said that to her. But at the same time, it's like, for me, I would want to know my symptoms. But I get some people are like, I don't want to know.
Well, she said on Watch What Happens Live, she was like, that's like really what was happening in that moment.
Right.
And like, I wasn't trying to say it to scare her.
Right.
But yes, as a medical, excuse me, professional, like, a doctor's not going to, I mean, obviously she's a CRNA, let's make it clear.
Yeah.
But a medical professional is not going to tiptoe around what's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to say to you, like, okay, these are possible things of a stroke or whatever. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, let's handle it. And I don't think Crystal took it, at least it seemed to me, I don't think she took it as a negative thing. Like, I think she took it as
I think so too. I think that, like, she even says it in her confessional, I believe, that she's like, in this moment, I'm so glad she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts her petty differences aside for the better good, for the betterment of my health.
Yeah.
Like, and no offense, that's what a doctor is supposed to do, or a CRNA, or an MD, or I don't give a fuck who you are. Anybody in the health profession, you should be, like, there are literal doctors that go to, that are operating on, you know, people that have killed people, and their Hippocratic Oath, they gotta heal that person.
Yeah.
So they put all that shit aside, which... Good. God bless them, because I wouldn't. I'd be like, just let him die on the table. He raped a kid. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put their petty differences off to the side, and they treat the patient.
Yeah.
You know, and try to make them better and try to heal them. So I think that with that, like, we see a growth. You know, we see the potential. We see also the reason why I actually have been cheering for Anne-Marie Wiley the whole entire time. I loved her from jump. Personally, I know that it's like really controversial. I loved the fact that they brought her in.
I don't dislike her by any means.
But she's not like, oh my gosh, like this one should come next season.
I don't think she got a fair shake. And I think that, I think Cynthia Bailey said this. Like a long time ago, but like,
who I love, by the way,
I'm obsessed with.
Obsessed with Cynthia Bailey.
But her first, you know, the first season is always hard because obviously she didn't come in on episode one. She came
right.
on like episode three, right? And
yeah.
she came in on episode three, where the whole Erica and Denise thing was happening. So I think the thing is, where I'm missing with Anne-Marie is that, like, we don't have any of our home life.
Yeah, it's very short-lived. We get it, but it's very quick.
You've only seen one scene,
yeah,
where she's, like, working out. You've seen a scene with her, like, barely with her kids. Like, you don't get...
It's quick. It's very quick.
Yeah, you don't,
yeah,
get... We haven't gotten to know her. And
yeah,
I think now it's... As the trajectory always is with these Housewives shows, it's like, now we're on the international trip, which means,
mm-hmm,
there's not much more of the season left.
Yeah.
So,
well, they already shot
the reunion. So I'm rooting for her. I would like for her to come back to try to redeem herself so we can, like, get to know her, but
I don't think that's gonna happen. Yeah, unfortunately, she is probably going to be a one and done. I'm glad that she got on Watch What Happens Live. Which, by the way, did you see Dr. Moon from Dallas's response to her, to Anne-Marie?
To her
Watch What Happens, yeah,
last night? I did not see her.
So it's on social media. For those
she's
that don't...
days responding to Anne-Marie.
I know.
She's
pretty thirsty out there.
She's still trying to be relevant.
Yeah, so. She's pretty thirsty out there. I think she got... Fame's a hell of a drug, man.
It's the biggest drug.
Absolutely. It's a hell of a drug. And once you have it, you don't want to let go of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I get where she's coming from, that she probably wants to stay in the limelight and whatever. At least she's not inviting herself to BravoCon, but that's another story for another time, from a different housewife on Dallas, who I love, by the way. Shout out. I do love her. No, it's a same cast, just different person. It's
themselves to BravoCon.
So I think that they bought a ticket. They did not. They were not invited to BravoCon.
Yeah.
It is Deandra. Her and her mom went to BravoCon, and they were not invited to BravoCon. They just purchased a ticket and went.
Girl, that's the thirstiest.
That's pretty thirsty.
Speaking of Dallas, tangent really quick.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the Instagram post from
we're
the
all four of them
birthday.
Together. Where all of them are together. Yeah,
and
I did.
And everybody thought that they were, like, being... Well, I don't know. Being racist towards Tiffany, or which?
Whoa, okay. I don't know about this. Wait, hold on. What did they say in the? Because they did a live.
They did a random live.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I was reading people's comments, but they did a live, and they were talking about them being together and how they missed people who weren't there, and they talked about missing Brandy,
mm-hmm,
and then they also talked about missing Carrie, because Carrie
was there.
No, the Hispanic Carrie.
Oh, okay.
She was having surgery, and then they were just like, well, why aren't we up, Leanne, messy ass Leanne, why aren't we all together? And then
I love the accent of your voice.
It's
the details, guys. It's the details.
And Carrie was like, well, I don't talk to everybody. But then, like, people in the comments were, like, saying that, like, this gives, like, racist undertone vibes. I did not feel
that way. Yeah. Well, because they included... Didn't they just say that they included Carrie?
Exactly.
So, like, how is that racist if they're including Carrie? So because they didn't include Dr. Moon, like, that's racist?
Which Carrie was the one that had the racist comment,
yeah,
about her. Which I think is very interesting that Leanne was the one in the video giving a shout out to Carrie because she was having surgery. So they must have, like...
Oh, they opened the door. Yeah, of course.
Prepared some type of, like, friendship after.
Right.
So I'm hoping for a Dallas comeback. I really, really am.
You know what I would love before they do the Dallas comeback? Mm. Put Deandra, or not Deandra, put Leanne on Girls Trip. Put that woman on Girls Trip.
She needs to be on Somebody Something.
Oh, my God. Put her on Girls Trip.
I agree.
I'm going to reach out to her and see if I can get her on here. But, like, put that bitch on Girls Trip,
yes,
because she is incredible. Like, she,
yes,
is great television. Racist or not, man, she is great TV.
She is definitely great TV. But I hope she has... I at least hope she has learned. But
right.
I feel like maybe she... Listen, you just never know. And
right.
I think maybe being off of the show for a while, it's hopefully it's
It's helped her.
It's helped her, but I think, like, Bravo, if you're listening, I think Dallas deserves a comeback.
I'll tag Bravo in this one
yes.
clip for us reaching out so we can have them back on.
I think they deserve a comeback. I don't know if Stephanie or Brandy would come back.
Well, Stephanie also doesn't even really live in Dallas anymore. She lives
yeah.
in Montana.
But
so.
She also was saying that, like, you know, psychologically, like, with her mental health and, like, her anxiety and all of those things.
No, it makes sense.
And I do wonder, like, are they still friends like that? I'm going off on a tangent.
No, no, that's a great question. No, that's what podcasting is for.
They don't, like, really, like, post each other like that.
Yeah, like, they're not going on their trips and stuff together.
No.
Mm. I mean, could that
but
they did say they miss Brandy. And
yeah.
also, by the way, Leanne alluded to the fact, no, I don't even think she alluded to it. I think she straight up said it. She's like, we don't miss Deandra. I think she straight up said it.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't miss Deandra either.
So here's the thing, I have mixed issues with Deandra. Like, I think for television, she's boring as shit. But, like, I think, like, just as a person, I adore her.
Yes, so here's what I do. Okay, I respect Deandra, is that she is bold as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She says what's on her mind. She absolutely held Leanne accountable
yeah.
for, like, her ankle issues and what have you. I think, like, at the end, though, like, obviously the last season, like, she completely altered her face and all her
personal
life. That's the point. But
I told you, fame's a hell of a drug, man.
Yeah, but I kind of felt like the fame had gotten to her by the last season, and it just didn't feel, like, organic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she first came on, like, she came on as Leanne's friend, and she was like, I'm gonna ride her down for Leanne, but I'm gonna tell her about herself. And she was, like, a good addition, and I feel like by the last season, she just was a hot...
Well, she also saw the writing on the wall, I think, for Leanne to not be on the show anymore. So she had to pick a side
yeah.
that wasn't a Leanne side. And so she picked that side off to the right and was like, and on top of it, she also has a social standing in, she actually has a social standing in Dallas where her family is here and Leanne is still circus folk. Like, no disrespect
that's
to circus
how
folk.
They, that's how they look.
But that's how they're going to look at you in that
yeah.
society.
But I also thought too with Leanne leaving that she thought that she was going to be like the queen bee.
Yeah.
That's what I
They mean. Focused everything around Leanne for sure in the
yeah,
first two seasons.
For sure.
Like, it was all Leanne all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I was living for it. I thought it was great TV, but, like, at a certain point, you know, some people tear down the queen, you
listen,
know, and want to come for your spot.
Again, Dallas needs to make a comeback.
Absolutely.
I don't agree with what Leanne did by any means necessary. Like, absolutely not. Like,
but this could be her redemption tour.
If she, hopefully she has truly, like, learned her lesson. I do feel like, I don't know if I say people can change, but I definitely feel like people can learn.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, when you're on top, it's, like, great. And then when you do some stupid shit like that, or the real you comes out,
mm-hmm.
and then all that shit can be taken away from you. Hopefully she learned from that, but, like, I think that they should make a comeback. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I think also it was a mistake to take off Carrie Duber from the show too.
I think she left. I don't think that they let her go. I think she actually,
really?
Yeah, she went off on her own.
Well,
she just didn't want to do anything.
She needs to come back too. They need, like,
I love
the,
Duber.
They
She's
need
great.
Like the OG cast.
Yeah. Maybe add like a trick, like sprinkle in one, like, newbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But keep those genuine friendships, because Dallas, like, those bitches form genuine friendships, and you can see them having a good time. Like, look at that IG live.
Yeah.
Then you could see that they're drunk. First and foremost, they are hammered, and I'm here for it. They were
here
drunk.
For it.
Like, at least Leanne was drunk,
yes.
and it was great.
Yeah.
Like, I love me some drunk Leanne. Not when she's like, I got these hands, but, like, I still
yeah.
love drunk, fun Leanne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And even when she's drunk, she's still a little... I'm not a huge fan of, what Barbie Princess?
Cameron.
Yeah,
I'm not
a fan of Cameron. Kind of wish that she would not be on the show at all. Like, you could just replace
yeah.
her.
But she's very Dallas, though.
She is, but that's also why you have Deandra, because Deandra's still very Dallas, too, when it comes to high society.
Yeah, no, yes, I agree with that.
But she's more along like the stereotypical what you look at when you think of Dallas. Okay. Fair. And also the family that she married into, because she's from Cali, by the way. She's not from Dallas, everybody.
She's from Montecito.
Okay, that totally makes sense. You know how rich, that's where Oprah lives.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, it, that makes sense why she
married.
Yeah,
and
that's where the wealthy live. Yeah. I actually almost went to college in Montecito.
Yeah.
So I get, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I think she's from Montecito.
But if she is, or if she isn't, whatever, it still makes a lot of sense, because that's where the wealthy
live. Either she has a family, like, her family has a house in Montecito, or she's from the Valley. It's like one of the two. I think she might be from the Valley, actually.
Hold on. Cameron West.
Westcott. I think she's from the Valley, actually. I think it's staying corrected.
We are about to find out, you guys, because thank you, Google. damn it, there's no...
I'm pretty sure she's from the Valley.
Yep, you're right, Montecito.
Oh, okay.
She grew up in Montecito.
See?
Yeah, so she's from actual money.
Yeah.
Because Montecito, you can't be poor and live in Montecito.
Yeah, by any means.
Yeah, you at least are like, you're... in like the 15% if you live in Montecito.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry. I took us to Dallas.
You know what? Anytime we can go to Dallas, I'm fine with it.
I love it.
I love that franchise. I wanted to be back so bad. All right, guys. So then in this episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we already go over the Crystal thing, her having to be taken to the hospital. Thank God that she's safe and she's good. Even though I'm not a Crystal fan, I do not wish ill on anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving
on, the ladies then head to the chapel to say a prayer and light a candle. Dorit actually makes it a point. She's like, I'm not Catholic. Like, she doesn't know. Like, I genuinely think Dorit does not know. Like, she is not as savvy. When it comes to people's religions, or when it comes to people's faiths, or when it comes to people's ethnic background. Like, I genuinely think that that bitch just doesn't know, because she just doesn't put it, she doesn't have the capacity to be like, that's what I actually need to know.
How long do we give these bitches
a pass for that? But you know what? But at the same time, she did say this during the lunch, that she is like, please just let me know, because I genuinely don't. Like, that's not my intent.
But that's the thing. Like, ask questions. Which she did. And said, like, I don't want to light a candle or say a prayer in a church. Like,
is that okay? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why, like, you know, drunk Erica Savant, which we'll get to, is so smart. Because she asked questions.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, you got, like, in order to not be ignorant, you need to ask. Even if it's a dumb question, or you think it's a dumb question, you need to ask said party, like, you know, what the fuck is that, or who the fuck is that, or what, you know. So I'm a huge advocate of, like, knowledge is power. I just watched Lucy actually last night again for, like, it's been a while. I don't know, did you ever watch Lucy?
No.
So we speaking of going off on a tangent, I'll say this really quick. We only use at most 20% of our brain. That's a fact. Like, most people use less than that. I forget her name. Scarlett Johansson is in this movie, and she gets ingested with a pill, with a bag. She's a drug mule, basically. She gets and she goes to Thailand, and she gets this bag. She's supposed to get this bag of drugs taken out of her. It is a synthetic chemical that exists in children when they first get into the womb, and it's supposed to be the equivalent of an atomic bomb. So, but this synthetic drug, it allows you to use more than 20% of your brain.
Interesting.
So, like, they say, there's theories out there that they say, I know, you guys didn't want an educational session, but here we go. There's theories out there that if you go past 20%, you get to feel, you feel certain things, like you feel... the material of this, or you get to, there's a scene in there where she calls her mom because she knows she's going to die. So she calls her mom and just to thank her and tell her she loves her and loves her father, and tells her, I remember, you know, you breastfeeding me. I remember you, like, you know, my first steps. I remember you, like, that's what using more than 20% of your brain. And she's only at 20% at this point of her brain. Mm-hmm. The process of the whole entire movie is like, she gets to 100% and then she dies. Sorry to ruin it. If nobody's going to watch Lucy, like, that's basically the end of the movie. So she, but She preserves all the knowledge in the world. So she's able to like, go, like there's scenes where she has like two laptops in front of her and she's like able to absorb all the information and click on everything and try to find databases and stuff.
That's crazy.
To me, it was a good movie. It wasn't a great movie. It was a good movie, but it wasn't one of those movies where like, it's not insanely intellectually like stimulating. So like,
right.
There's a lot of action involved and stuff.
Right.
If you want to watch it, go watch it, guys. Watch Lucy. It's fine. It's good. It's a French director, so there's a lot of action. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But the whole entire point is, like, this girl didn't have a brain cell. And, like, she was a drug mule initially, and then this packet, like, of drugs blew up in her body,
okay.
And it absorbed, like, all those drugs absorbed into her body.
That's horrible.
For her to use more than 20% of her brain. So, anyways, whole entire point is ask questions.
Yes.
That was the point.
Ask questions.
So they go into the church, and Sutton and Kyle have kind of this come to Jesus
moment yeah.
together, which was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I just don't think it's going to last, and I don't think it does because we see in the reunion that she brings Kathy for support. So
I am so here for Kathy coming.
I cannot wait for the reunion. Yes.
Oh my God. So first, like, I mean, this is probably one of like the best moves that like this franchise has made ever, simply because of what happened last year between the sisters. And
now they're on good terms and they're thriving.
And if you watch, so I also watch Paris in Love too.
I'm trying, I can't get into it, but continue.
Because she's kind of annoying. But just seeing like who her mom is, you really get to see who her mom is as a person.
Right.
Like I can understand how challenging it is for Kyle's dynamic with her sister, because her own kids have that dynamic with her, or Paris at least has that dynamic with her where she doesn't apologize and she's not accountable.
Paris didn't even tell her whole entire family that she had a child.
Totally.
Or two kids.
But what I love is that like, she's now coming back after like the reunion from hell from last year, which we thought we were not going to see Kathy Hilton again, to like be there for her sister is probably the one of the greatest things that I also wish they brought Kim too, but that was like wishful thinking on my end. But Kathy was like the really, really important one, I think. So I am so here for that, for the reunion.
I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I'm actually not in shock that Kathy showed up, not only because they are on great terms, she went to her Christmas party, all this like DirecTV, whatever Christmas party, but she also said that she never wanted to go back or come back in any capacity unless Renna was gone. And Renna's gone.
Yeah.
So I think if Renna was still there, she would not have come back.
That's fair.
But considering Renna's gone, now she can sit there and support her kid sister, etc.
I'm not gonna lie, I miss Renna.
I absolutely 100% Renna. I 100% I miss Renna. I miss her so much. I never wanted her to leave. I was like, sign that bitch back up. She is great for reality television, and I've always been team Renna.
I do feel last year was very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think what, in my opinion, what really fucked it up was Diana. Diana was awful.
Yeah, so, sorry guys.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So Diana was bad, but she wasn't bad for Renna. You know what I mean? Renna kind of built her own hole.
No. She definitely dug her own hole. But
yeah.
I think the dynamic, like the racist dynamic with, like, Garcelle and her kids and, like, how they, like, I believe that Diana bought those bots. I'm just saying.
Okay, I don't. I think that she has way too much shit going on in her life to buy bots to attack Garcelle's kids.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? This is why.
I agree with that, and I agree with that in a sense of, I don't know. Just here's the thing. There's just something about Diana that I just didn't like. And, like, it just, she just, irked me and really rubbed me the wrong way. And I just also just don't feel like she is a good person. That's just how I feel about her.
There are going to be, and I get that, there are going to be some people that, like, you just don't vibe with and you're just never going to like. And it doesn't matter what they do.
But the trifecta of Erica, Rinna, and her, and, like, how they ganged up, I felt, like, on Garcelle wasn't healthy. Like not healthy, but, like, it just, it was fucked up. And I think Rinna got in, I think Rinna went in that tornado. And then also, I feel like the nail in the coffin was her and Kathy's fight.
Oh, for Rinna. Yeah, no, I think the nail in the coffin was the fight, for sure, for Rinna. But I believe Rinna. Like, I believe that Kathy did that.
Absolutely. There's no question. No question in my mind. Again, having watched Paris in Love and seeing her with her own kids and her family and, like, how she is, I absolutely believe that happened.
Yeah, and when you don't have cameras involved, you can actually be yourself.
And Kyle knows it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because this fits a pattern with her and her relationship with her.
1,000%. 1,000%. And if you watch Paris in Love and how she, like, reacts to, like, you know, Paris and her whole, like, boarding school situation.
The doc that came out with Paris and stuff about the abuse. Yeah.
If anything does not make Kathy look good, she's going off.
Yeah, her goal in life is to be a socialite and to be looked at as, like, a certain something.
And,
to be looked at as a socialite.
If you are against her, then, like, she will annihilate you socially, which is why people don't want to go against her.
And that's why Crystal kisses her ass.
Yeah. I mean, something too.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, the whole, you know, you lost one sister, do you want to lose another? Like,
that's why I think she's coming. She came back because, oof, Lord. Again, I'm here for Kathy at the reunion.
I can't wait for it.
I did not see that one coming. But I'm glad that it's happening to have her sisters back in, like, more than one way.
No, absolutely. I'm super psyched. I see, these are the small things, though. And they're not even small. These are huge things, you know, bringing Kathy Hilton back, Sutton passing out in the middle of the... Which, by the way, that's a cop-out. Like, I'm not saying it's a cop... I shouldn't say that. It's not a cop-out. It's just, like, it's very convenient that she... you know, didn't eat or whatever, and then she's passing out on the... And a lot of these women do have health issues.
Yeah.
So that is a thing. Obviously, we saw Crystal earlier, you know.
Apparently, like, you see it at their show.
Yeah, they show it. Yeah, that's what happens when you sign your life away, you guys. To be on reality television. Moving on. We then get to the ladies leaving for lunch in Old Town Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Crystal calls them, calls Amory on FaceTime, and then they finally they realize her health status a little bit more because she's in, you know, in their care and stuff. I love how Kyle's compass is Hermes. Let's go, great.
Kyle is everything.
Kyle is everything.
Kyle, I just want to, like, hang out with Kyle once.
You know what? Sorry, guys. I'm going to text my boyfriend really quick because he's my ride, so I'm just going to tell him we're okay. We're still filming. All right. So, oh, keep pour away. Oh, yes, I would love to. Yeah, sure.
What do you mean?
So, then we get to... I personally would love to be with Kyle. Going back to Kyle, I would love to party with Kyle, but I'm not going to lie. I would love to party when she gets drunk and does the splits. You know what? Here's the thing. I think I would be able to party with both. I think that she's really, really fun sober, and she's really fun drunk.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that she would be great either way to hang out with. I'm on Kyle's side with this, her being sober as we drink wine, like, during this podcast. But, like, I would love...
Cheers.
Cheers.
I really like these glasses.
I know. I kind of want to take them.
Same. I love a good tin solo cup.
But again, I would love to party with her on either end, right? Yeah. I don't care if it's sober or drunk. I think that she still would be fun.
Yeah.
And I think, and I said this before and I'll say it again, I said what I said, get off her fucking back about being sober. Like, if she wants to be sober, let her be sober.
Fine.
I think it's great. I think it's healthy. She's, what is she, almost 60? So, like, who cares?
Let her do her thing.
Let her be her.
Yeah.
Like, I
aspire to be like her one day.
Seriously, you know what I really hope? I really hope one day, or not one day, I hope during the reunion that they bring this up.
Oh, they're going to.
They have to, because, like,
to.
It has to be a huge point of contention for her to be sober. Like, but why, like, I really hope that Andy basically goes in and says, like, why do you guys care that she's sober?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's so much that they care that she's sober. I think it's more of that, like, it's just major, I think it's major lifestyle changes as well. I think it's all encompassing.
Okay.
I think it's her being sober, and then she's also going to the gym a lot, which...
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are fantastic. It's not, I don't think anybody thinks that it's wrong, but I also, it comes in with, like, problems with Mauricio.
Right.
And also talking about Morgan. Like, everything is happening at the same time.
But, dude, if this is the way she's coping, this is so much better.
It's a fantastic way
to
cope. But I just think that they just had questions, and I don't feel like, I don't feel like they felt that she was being open about that.
That's fair.
They felt that she was being reserved, which Garcelle, you know, said at BravoCon, like, guys, we're on a reality show. So we want to know, like, what's happening. Like, if you're asking other people questions about their situation, we should be able to ask you.
And that's totally fair, but I think that she needs to look in the mirror on that one too, for me.
What is she going on? I love her though.
You're right. She doesn't. Damn, dude, I keep doing that to you guys. I'm sorry. We keep shaking it. I do not. I am not a Garcelle fan. I'm liking her more this season.
Mm.
I will give her flowers. I'm liking her more this season because she's opening up, and because she's showing us her life, and because she's showing us her boys, and then them developing, and them being sophomores in high school, and this and that. But the first 2 years, she showed none of that. She showed her divorce, but to be honest with you, she didn't show a lot of it.
But I think, well, here's the thing. Well, first of all, the first season, she was working. She had so many other things, like, going on, and was working so much that, again, I'll go back to, like, first season, it's really hard to, like, jump in and show everything of who you are.
And I give you a pass on your first season.
Yeah.
So I don't care about that. The second year, it's the same damn thing.
This is third for her, right?
Yes.
This is third or fourth for her.
Might be her fourth season, but we'll look as you continue to praise her and me not to praise her.
I think this is her fourth season. This is her fourth season, for sure. Because the first season, the reunion was during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The second season was when Dorit went off on her and said, "Let me finish Garcelle." The third season was the whole thing with Diana and Rena and Erica. And so this is the fourth season.
This currently is the fourth season.
Yeah.
You're correct.
So
yeah, she's been on since 2020.
Yeah.
And
so
I
think that... I think that you die. So with the divorce thing, though, I think she's talked about it, but they got divorced so long ago that, like...
But that's not an excuse for me. That's not an excuse for me, because this is us trying to get to know you.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out who the fuck you are and to get to know you, even if it's only the first season. Not the first season. Again, first season, I'll give you a pass. Second season, you're still not really talking about it. We're not talking about the fact that you went off and, like, you grabbed the posts or the text chain or whatever from the mistress to him and, like, put them and put him on blast to
She did that this year, though.
She did.
Yeah.
But 4 years? 4 years later?
Yeah.
You're going to do that 4 years later? You're not going to tell me, like, you know how much the audience is going to empathize with you so much more if you do that?
Yeah.
I want more of your real life, baby. Like, you're on reality television. Like, this is how you're supposed to do. Give us everything.
Yeah.
Like, Erica, she gives us
everything.
Like, you got to give that girl her flowers. And I've been an Erica Jane girl from day one.
Me
I
too.
Ride for that bitch. And I think
I
that
her.
She's...
Okay.
She's been so great throughout that whole entire time. If it was anybody else, if it was Kyle, she would have quit.
Yeah.
If it was Garcelle, she would have quit. If that was Sutton, not Sutton, if Sutton, you can include Sutton. If the entire cast would have quit and buckled under the pressure if they were getting sued and under that kind of scrutiny.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that they would do it. I'm just saying that, like, if they were put in her shoes, they would... They flip their shit. They wouldn't
be
able to handle doing all of this on camera.
Yeah.
The moment that she's, you know, bawling and has her mask and they're like going for a hike, her and Kyle are going for a hike and her mascara is running, that's real.
Mm.
She was not trying to be like, she was probably trying to be glam, but she couldn't afford glam at that point. So she probably, I bet she was doing it herself.
Yeah.
And that's why, no offense, she looked bad on that reunion. Like, physically looked bad. Like, she looked like she gained weight. She was, like, stressed.
Yeah.
She looked, like, really red. Like, she looked like she was super insanely stressed. So
she's probably one of the top 10 housewives for me.
100%. I agree.
Because she gives you everything. Everything. And she...
She gave you I will say this. She gave you everything the second that she was going through that divorce. The second that she was going through the lawsuit and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she gave you everything.
Yeah.
Because before that, she gave you the nice, pretty cathedral and the, like, Beverly Hills housewife, like, lifestyle. That's when she gave you that.
I felt like that was authentic because that...
That was her life at the time, I guess.
Totally. And she didn't know anything else. She thought... I mean, clearly, she was just, like, as devastated as the rest of the world was.
I mean...
About Tom Girardi. Like,
oh, about the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I think that he painted a pretty picture for her. And that's what she was living. And I feel like she was living her reality because that's what she knew. And then...
And that's what he provided for her whole entire time that she was with him.
And then when it blew up for the world, it blew up for her. And so I think that, yeah, she's like, I gave you everything before because that was my everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, I'm going to continue to give you everything because now I lost everything and now I've got to figure it out.
Are you going to watch that Hulu special?
Which one?
So there's a new, for those that don't know, there's a new Hulu talk that's going to come out. I believe it's called, like, it's like Housewife 2 and then something else with Erica and with Tom on Hulu. So it comes out mid-February.
I watched the first one.
Yes. I watched the first one as well. But you know what I'm thinking is that we do a recap on that for those that don't have Hulu and those that
Let's
don't.
Do it.
Yeah? Down
yes.
to do it? Done.
Absolutely.
We'll schedule later.
Yeah.
But yeah.
This
no,
is like my favorite thing to do. I can talk about Housewives all day.
Dude, trust. Like, guys, this is literally, like, I asked her at 7:30, how much time do you have? It's 9:25. Like, we've been in the studio for 2 hours just talking Housewives. And that's why, like, you just need to be my monthly jam, dude.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I
mean, if you can do it more, if you can do more, then great. But again, I get it. Everybody has lives, so... You know,
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I mean, my boyfriend can't stand me talking about it.
Why do you think I have a podcast? My boyfriend hates when I do this. He's like, please stop talking about the fucking Housewives.
Yeah.
This is making you dumber. I'm like, I don't care. This is my outlet. I need to do this for myself.
It's fun.
Yeah. I just, you know, let me turn my brain off. Okay. Because
exactly.
That's what they're supposed to be giving you.
Exactly.
Teddy Mellencamp will tell you. Reality TV is supposed to be for you to turn your brain off. It's not for you to think.
Okay. So I didn't realize that... 2T's was like an empire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean like all of the shows that they produced?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
Good for them.
You know what? It's so interesting to me because Teddy, probably not listening to this or watching it, but if you ever do, I wrote or die for you all 3 seasons, baby. I actually was a huge Teddy Mellencamp fan.
Yeah, I can't say the same.
No, it's okay. Majority of people don't like her as a housewife. But as a podcaster... quote unquote Teddy Waters kind of type.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her.
Do they?
They love her more. How about this? They love you more. They love her more than when she was on television.
I think, see, here's the deal. I think that this Teddy should be on Beverly Hills.
But she was.
No, no, no. I'm saying this Teddy, like, she's authentically who she is. She talks shit. She's messy as hell. Like, that's the Teddy that should have been on Beverly Hills.
I mean, she kind of was in her 3rd season. Because, like, that was the whole puppy gate.
But only because she was, like, brought into some shit. And that was just, like, the downfall of Lisa Vanderpump. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she, like, is now... That's why it's so perfect that her and Tamra do this shit together, because mm-hmm.
they're both messy
as hell.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the Teddy that the world should have gotten prior, and then I feel like she would be respected more. Because now what it feels like, and I mean, maybe not now, because mm-hmm. she's done this podcast for a while and it's really successful, but it felt thirsty at first.
Okay.
Just like trying to like talk about everybody and stir some shit up, and she seemed bitter because she wasn't on the show anymore. And
well, it was once she got Tamra that it was like a legit thing where she could like move forward and
because I forgot that it was just her that started at first, and then it just became two teas in a pod.
Yeah, it wasn't originally two teas in a pod, by the way.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I love that like their husbands have their own podcast. I didn't realize that Jackie's podcast
mm-hmm.
from Jersey is under her.
Yeah, they're about to do Teddy and Emily. They just came out with their first episode. They're recapping Vanderpump, which I'm not a huge fan of, but you know what? Make that money.
They have
make
a Traitors podcast.
Yeah. Like, they're also Cynthia Bailey, by the way. This is how I became obsessed with Cynthia Bailey, is that she recaps Orange County with her.
Yeah.
Because Tamra can't do it. And I'm like, Cynthia, I'm obsessed with you. And I actually used to work for your husband, or work with your husband, your ex-husband, but because I used to work on the Fox lot. So I would go in and out and I would produce his shows. But
he's a ladies' man.
I don't know how he can be. Ain't no lady that I would think would want to be with that man.
I think he's handsome, but yeah.
He's just not my jam.
He's not
like,
either.
No. I'd rather go out with Gronkowski than go out with him. And that's saying a lot, because Gronk is really...
I don't know who that is.
Gronk Gronkowski?
No. Who's that? Maybe if I know by my face.
He's a New England Patriot. He, like, played with Tom Brady. He's like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to show you who Tom... What? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to show you who Rob Gronkowski is, and you're going to be like, damn, I do know who that is.
Okay, probably. That's what I'm like.
He's won, like, three or four Super Bowls. Like, he played for New England and went and left with Tom Brady and went to Tampa Bay.
I probably know by face. I promise you. I probably know
like,
by
you're
face.
You're gonna know who he is because he's doing a lot of promo shit for the Super Bowl right now. And so, like, he's doing a thing where, like, he wasn't a kicker. He was a tight end. He's the guy that, like, blocks and he, like, takes the ball as well and runs it to the end zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
Travis Kelce.
Yes. He's exactly Travis Kelce. So, I guess it's a better... Yeah. I should have just... Anyways, tight ends, no offense to... If there is a black tight end out there, I would love to meet you and have you on my podcast, The Sports Bar, because there are no... Like, most tight ends are white. So... He's originally from Jersey. He's not the brightest bulb in the bunch. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
Just really dumb. But he's somebody that like...
CTE is real guys.
I can't even play in CTE on this.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Just dumb.
Yeah.
He's just not like, but he's like, he has had so many great people around him to help out his career. Anyways, he's doing this thing where, like, if you can legally gamble on sites and stuff, you can bet and make some money on him to kick a field goal entering before the Super Bowl. So,
I would sooner die.
Didn't
do that.
I mean, I'm betting the under that he's not doing it again. Like, he missed the field goal last year. I think he's going to do it again. I'm going to show you who he is. He's called the Gronk.
Mm.
That's him.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So that's Rob Gronkowski. And, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't he engaged to somebody?
Yes. Yes.
To Olivia Cupo? No?
I don't think that they're...
No. What team does he play for right now?
He doesn't. He's retired.
Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Oh, they might have gotten married already. Camille Kostek?
I
think she's an IG model or something like that. Like...
Yeah, definitely seeing his face, I know who he is now, but saying your name, like, who?
Yeah, no, dude, I'm not going to lie to you, though. I had friends that are from, so he played for the New England Patriots, which is in Massachusetts, for those that don't know where New England is, and I had friends from Boston that didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And he played and won Super Bowls for Boston.
Yeah.
Like, so, I guess I shouldn't be really... surprised. Okay, let's go back to let's get back to like what we really truly want to talk about, which is Housewives and this Beverly Hills episode. What were your thoughts on Anne Marie calling Marcus Marcellus daddy, but only in front of the kids?
I mean, I didn't really care, to be honest. Whatever works and you do in your family, whatever works. I mean, to be honest with you, like, my mom calls my dad daddy, like, not in that way, but like since I was a kid, she'd be like, daddy, like, you know, take Hillary wherever, or like, even still, like, you know, where's daddy? You know what I mean? Like, it's,
I think it's in front of you though. I feel like if it wasn't in front of you, she wouldn't say it.
That's absolutely true. My mom is not calling my dad daddy. But I mean, I'm not bothered by that.
Interesting. I think it's weird. My mom would call my dad Archie in front of me. She never called him dad or father or any of that stuff. She just said his actual name.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's kind of odd to me, where I'm like, they know that that's his father. Like, why would you have to call him daddy?
I also feel like the kids are little still. You know what I mean? So, like,
not all of them, but yes, majority of them are little.
Know, like, their kids are little still.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying? So, like, if she's on the phone and they're like on the way to school and she's like, you know, where's dad? Or like, you know, like daddy, like, I don't know. It just didn't.
Dad would make more sense. Like, where's dad? Is dad with you? Is your father with you?
But again, they're little though. Like,
yeah, but you can still call them father.
No, I get it. But I'm saying that like little kids calling dad daddy doesn't bother me because they're little. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
They're like, and what I mean by little, they're like 10 and younger.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So like, I to me, it didn't feel.
It didn't feel odd to you.
It didn't feel odd to me because the kids were there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think that like, if she just called her husband and was like, hey daddy, like that's different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know if you really watch Married to Medicine a lot.
I do. I love Married to Medicine, actually. It's falling flat a little bit, but, like, I started watching it, actually, this season, specifically because Phaedra got added to the cast.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason why.
Married to Medicine is the most underrated show on Bravo.
It is very underrated.
And it's been on for 10 years.
I know.
It is so underrated. But Heavenly Cause.
Yes.
Daddy.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, like, their thing. And she explained it, and she was just, like, when the kids were little.
So, she just kept it going.
The daddy, and then she just kept it with daddy. So, I don't think it's weird. I think, listen, as long as you have love in your relationship, you have...
It's coming from a good place.
A healthy
and,
relationship.
Yeah.
Like, what works for me and my family may not work for you.
Right.
And so, like, So for me, I'm like, I'm not skeeved out by it. I don't think it's creepy. Like, good for them.
Yeah,
if you like it, I love it.
This is why we need to know Anne Marie a little bit more, because
right.
we don't know the dynamics of the relationship versus
yeah.
like Married to Medicine. We know the dynamics of the relationship,
yeah.
so we don't think it's weird.
Yeah.
So, but moving on, we get to, wanted to discuss, I mean, we already talked about Garcelle and the Dorit thing. I will, however, like the one thing I do want to say about Garcelle expressing to Dorit how she felt or was made felt when they went to Taco Tuesday, etc., like all that stuff, is that for those that don't think that the Jewish people are minorities,
yeah.
y'all better check your history.
Absolutely.
Because her being asked, why don't you have horns? It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Her, like, people fleeing Israel is a real thing.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to get into Israel and Palestine, but I'm just telling you that, like, just knowing, like, having friends that are Jewish and having friends that are from Israel and of the Jewish faith, they are minorities as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that I would like for Garcelle, no offense, to be checked on this and to be educated on this. And I'm glad that Dorit said something. I'm glad that she told her, like,
yeah.
look, I grew up Jewish, and, like, I am Jewish, and I grew up with people telling me that, you know, why don't you have horns? Why are you, like, you know, a lot of anti-Semitic things were said to me.
Yeah.
And I would like for her to realize, look, you know, you think that, like, just because, you know, and she's within her right, right? Like, she's Haitian. She grew up definitely coming over to this country and being, like, given hate and all that stuff as well. But Dorit has gone through a very similar situation. And for her to discount that and be like, you're privileged or this, it's like, you don't know her story. You don't know her background. You don't know the hate that she's had to go through.
I completely agree with you. But I also feel like, that didn't come out from Dorit until now.
Correct. And right. she should have done it from the jump. Right. But here's the thing. I think that she also was stifled. I think that she, like, her along with Kyle and all the rest of the women are like, can we say this? Can we not say this? They're going to be on eggshells now because, like, they don't want to offend you. They don't want you to think that they're, you know, they're offending you or anything like that. There's like now they can't be real. Like, And let's just say that it was Sutton and Dorit in this situation instead of Garcelle and Dorit in this situation.
Yeah.
It'd be a totally different dynamic.
Of
It'd
course.
Be a totally different conversation,
yeah.
Which is bullshit because I think that, like, they should have this conversation regardless. And she should be educated on the Judaism and what happens with Jewish people and the Holocaust, like, even prior to the Holocaust. They're the number two ethnicity, by the way. The Jews are the number, like, the second ethnicity that has been kicked out of every country. Every country, you guys.
Yeah.
They have been, I mean, granted, maybe they should look in the mirror, but still, they've still been kicked out of every country. There's
yeah.
got, like, it's not always their fault. So I think that that needs to be taken into consideration. They've had, I mean, go back to the Bible, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, them being in Egypt and being enslaved for thousands of years.
No, I,
you know, so.
Yes, I completely agree. I think what, the different dynamic with Sutton and Dorit, let's just use that example,
right.
is that looking at Dorit, right, at face value, you're not going to look at her and be like, she's Jewish, necessarily.
Okay.
Right? So.
Well, that's also if you didn't grow up with Jewish people.
Correct.
So that's fair.
Correct.
That's
I'm
fair.
Just talking about, yes. So
not everybody grew up around Jewish people,
right.
So I get that.
At face value, she's white.
For sure.
At face value.
Which, by the way, there is no there's no box for them. So they're technically they have to check white or other.
Well, because people would argue
that they're not.
That Judaism is a religion and not a race.
I
so
mean,
if,
yeah. are they Israel? Like, yeah, we can go into a diatribe about that.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
No, totally.
Yeah.
But we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely, you know, think they need their own box if they feel that they do. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I wish that they could have, I literally wish that on the census, like, they could have, like,
right.
Jewish.
Right.
And then, like, you can just check mark the box.
I completely
like,
agree.
You have two plus races on there.
Right.
Like, why can't you have Jews on
they
there.
Were discriminated against because of their religion, so it should
no,
have.
No, forget that.
No, I'm
yeah.
saying it should. They should have their own box if they feel that that's what needs to happen. Because
right.
I agree that like Judaism is a religion, but it's also a culture, and
it's also a race.
It should be considered one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But technically, quote unquote, it's not. And that's where the minutia comes in, right?
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm just saying is I think Garcelle and Dorit both fell flat in this situation, I think.
Right.
Because I think that as maybe defensive as Garcelle is about race, she could have just said, instead of coming at her and being like, I feel like you have Karen mentalities.
She misworded that for sure.
Whatever. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you have a Karen bias, whatever her words were. I think a way that she could have approached it and said, hey, I'm having feelings about how you are, you know, how we're engaging in conversation. Can you tell me about that? Like, what is your experience?
Right. She
you
could have came at
I
it
mean?
In a different way.
Totally.
I agree.
Because then Dorit would have felt like, okay, I can open up and talk to you.
And she's trying to actually get to know me.
So that's
wow.
where I think, like, finally they had a breakthrough. And then Garcelle was like, oh my God, thank you for sharing that, because then I understand, you know, where you're coming from. But I think that they just, again, kind of like Katie and Sheena, they just don't fuck with each other.
Like, so I was just going to say that. I'm like, I just don't think that Garcelle likes her.
They like each other.
I think, no. I think Dorit is just, Dorit's like a Schwartzy, where she's just not really there. And she's still like, I just don't think that she's there. I think that she is in a privileged world, but it's not because she's white. It's because she literally like just hasn't had to educate herself on said matters. It's never been an issue, a thing. So
yeah,
like, why educate yourself on that?
But that's white privilege. That's part of what white privilege is. Being in a bubble and not having to educate yourself on that.
Yeah, but we also talked about this like when we initially, sorry guys, we talked about this before,
yeah,
when we first recorded with each other, and I said that this is also like a beauty privilege as well.
Sure.
She's like, both these bitches be gorgeous. Like, Garcelle was a model. She was a former supermodel. Like, they're both beautiful, so they have said privilege. Both of these women are very pretty, so they have said privilege. And I just think that Garcelle just doesn't like her. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. The same thing with Teddy. She just doesn't like Teddy. There's just something about her that she just doesn't like. That's not how I roll, but that's how some people roll. They just don't like you.
I don't disagree with that at all. But I think what I'm trying to say is that, like, whether, like, she doesn't get it or she doesn't know or she doesn't, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
like, like I said to you just earlier before, like, at what point do we,
stop,
like, give that a pass? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, A, how old are you? And B, this woman has been on the show for 4 seasons now, and like, we've talked about race
so much
ad nauseam. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you on that, by the way. I'm done with talking about race. Like, I'm just so over it.
So like, in this Dorit Garcelle situation, I understand what Garcelle feels. I also,
you can see both sides.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I also feel like when she was like, with her, your privilege, I can't with your privilege, and Dorit was like, all right.
Like, what privilege do I have? Like, knowing her at the background, she's like, what privilege did I have?
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So the questions I have is, what has happened off camera?
Ooh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
You are coming
after her privilege.
At her this way.
Yeah.
Because this is not just like, and I feel like
out of nowhere
is too smart of a woman and too keen of a woman to just say things like, your privilege, I can't, or say things like, I feel like you have Karen mentalities. Something has had to happen off camera for her,
yeah,
to be saying that. And so I want to know what that is.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to come back really, really quick because my battery's dying. So that being said, and it's attached to the lighting. So that being said, we're going to take a really quick break, but we're going to come back with some more Beverly Hills Housewives. Then we're going to wrap up with the Miami girls in Mexico City.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're back here to bitch about some amazing Beverly Hills. We're gonna wrap it up, I swear, on Beverly Hills and get to Miami. I keep promising you guys this, and I feel so bad, but I'm like, I swear, we're gonna get back to it.
We'll be up.
Here with the beautiful Hillary and myself, Jihei Wiley. Let's get into how, first of all, Sutton lets the girls know her friends from the dance company are coming. Specifically Trevor, somebody that she's known, you know, since she met Merce in the dance company in New York. And we see a different kind of Sutton. Before we get to the different kind of Sutton, which, by the way, I still think is the rich Sutton. I just think that this was the Sutton that was slumming it, not depending on her parents' money because she needed to do something else in her life. That's just me. Again, not a Sutton fan. But the girls go shopping impromptu style, and
right,
Sutton puts them on a timer.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Hey, you know what? If I had some money, I can do some damage in 3 minutes.
Right.
What about you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just one bag. That's all it is.
Yeah.
One bag.
I mean, what Kyle did in 3 minutes was impressive as fuck.
Yes.
So, I mean.
She's like, I know my credit card by heart. I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. Like, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. So girls go shopping. Then, everybody gets back to the haunted house, the haunted Airbnb, and they get to see Crystal. We find out that Crystal, and her family, they suffer from hypertension, which that is scary in and of itself. And then Crystal kind of breaks down and is just like, dude, what if I passed away and, you know, my kids are, I don't want to say that they're babies, but they're very young.
Yeah.
So lose a mom that young, like, I couldn't even imagine, like, you know, what she's going through, and she's on a trip. She's not even with them,
yeah,
you know?
Her
so
blood pressure was really,
really high. And it, like, it didn't even go down a lot. I mean, it went down a little bit, but, like, not a lot.
Yeah.
When she got it rechecked the next day with Garcelle. So, you gotta stay away from that Chinese sodium, sweetie.
Bye.
There's a lot of salt. And trust, I'm eating Skinny Pop right now, but, like, if I could, like, that was my dad. Like, my dad and myself's treats to the movie theater.
Mm.
It was popcorn and all of the salt on that damn popcorn.
Oh, my God. I definitely did all the salt.
Dude, popcorn. Movie theater popcorn? Oh, it's like my dream. It's like, I love it. My boyfriend thought I was going to die by the age of 30 because of all the salt I consumed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, Crystal, I see you, and I feel you because my family definitely eats a lot of salt. So, please take care of yourself. Glad to see that she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as my laptop fucks with me, we get to the dinner, where the girl's, like, getting ready for the dinner. Erica drunk
is everything.
It is everything. Okay, so tell me your reaction to, like, tell me about your reaction to Erica getting hammered and Merce in the purse. And I love me some Merce in the purse. I love me some.
Oh, my God. She was everything and, like, indulging. But luckily this time she was a funny drunk,
yeah,
instead of what the hottest mess it was last year.
Well, I think it also helps that she's not going through a massive-ass trial.
Sure.
Right?
For sure. But I thought it was hilarious, but it was tasteful. It wasn't,
right,
like, inappropriate. Drunk fun Erica is great. So I loved that.
We then also get to Kyle shitty FaceTime with Mo, which don't care about. And then Sutton bringing Merce in a purse. Crystal then talking to Rob about her condition, that she's going to rally, and drinking a lot of water, which, glad that she's
great.
Saying that. Yeah. Sutton then goes to the main event and to the paella. I love that this is supposed to be a paella making, but nobody makes paella.
No.
Like, there's no, like, hey, we're going to teach you guys how to make it. It's like, no, we're going to serve you guys paella.
Yeah.
Like, you should have just been like, we're just going to a paella dinner.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
Very
Don't say that you're going to make it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Anyways, Sutton then greets her friends. Do you remember her talking about teabagging?
Yes. She was like,
I died.
I guess I'll try it.
I died. I personally, I'm good on the teabagging. Like, I don't need your balls in my face or in my vicinity. I'm good. Like, we can move on from that.
Yeah. No. I'm not against it. But
no,
it's not something I order on the menu.
No. No, it's not gonna be my number one pick.
No.
Like, you are not my number one draft pick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You want a tea bag? Come on. Like, no, I'm good.
The only tea that needs bagging is literally, like, the physical tea.
Bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going in my water. Anyways, we move on to Erica being drunk again, but, like, not technically her being drunk. It's her being drunk and being an intellectual savant, where Garcelle just, like, freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it's like, who the hell is this Erica,
yeah,
that, like, knows about you know, the Lebanese and their struggle, which, by the way, that shit is real.
Absolutely.
That Berlin Wall, that shit, like, the bombs over Baghdad, by the way, for those that don't know, that's what the song was about, was them getting bombed.
And how ironic that she, like, lived in Gaza, like, from Gaza.
Considering,
like,
what's going on right now in the world.
And considering, like, this was happening before...
Yeah.
Gaza even happened.
I mean, the Israel conversation between Garcelle and Doreen,
yeah,
happened before the whole Gaza. But by the way, these conflicts have been happening for thousands of years.
Okay.
For those that don't know,
for
so
sure.
It's,
I'm just saying
this
that,
isn't
but.
A new thing. But yes, it's very I don't want to say convenient, but it's very interesting that it like this conversation happened prior to the blow up of everything of it all.
Yeah.
But going back to Erica.
Yeah.
Fucking fire, Erica. You just won everybody over again.
Yeah, she's
and
everything.
Yeah, she's great. Then we also get to Garcelle flirting with Storm's father. Now, don't be wrong. I think Storm's hot. I don't think that Storm's father is gorgeous, but a man that can cook is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I get why these women are, like, head over heels right now, like, crooning over these guys.
Yeah.
Because... it is very, like, the best way to my heart is through my stomach.
Yeah.
Obviously. Look at this. And I love when my boyfriend cooks for me.
And it's just, they're also just, like, in a different country. There's nothing more, I think, you know, yeah, to your point, sexy of a man who can cook. I love it when my boyfriend cooks for me, too. And it's just, like, he's really good at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're in Europe and they're, like, you know, these sexy Spanish men, and why not?
And also, here's the other thing, too, is that, like, don't be wrong, women watch, like, Bravo is an international station for sure, but trust me, these men ain't watching Bravo. So,
yeah.
Like, this is definitely another turn on.
Why am I? Because it's definitely on in Greece.
No, I'm saying it's an international station, but they probably, like, men probably don't watch reality television versus, like, Bravo is a female-centric.
Yeah.
Station. It's a gay-centric station. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, trust me, like, guys are not, like, we're doing this podcast because our boyfriends don't want us to talk about Bravo with them. Like, this, like,
my
this
boyfriend's like, I have no idea what you're talking about,
yeah.
So.
No, and my boyfriend is always like, even though he's been on this podcast, I forced him. I was like, look, stop talking about this. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so over this. So, I have to be around people that actually do care and want to fucking talk about this for 2, going on 3 hours. It definitely helps. But to the point, international men,
yeah,
don't know about any of this shit.
Yeah,
and they probably don't care. They're like, good, you're a celebrity. Like, that's another thing that's great about European men. I don't give a fuck about fame.
No.
So, like, even though, because she's been on, like, the cover of Italian Mode,
yeah.
Italian Vogue, and, like, Garcelle's been, you know, doing Fashion Week all over, you know, Milan, France, etc. And these guys don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know who the fuck she is. It's probably the biggest turn on.
Yeah.
That being said, would you bone any of these, if you were single, would you bone either the father or the son or both? Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't be wrong. International men are very hot. I have had some international men. They're very, very good looking, but, like, it's just not. They're just not my jam.
Yeah, I mean, not them necessarily, but I'm sure that they'd be a hot one if I was single. I don't know, but
I'd have to give you the circumstances. You'd have to actually be in the moment.
Yeah,
I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, we then get into the actual dinner. Sutton greets her friends, and then they start talking about Merce. They specifically talk to Trevor, who spills the tea on Sutton, and we get to know, you know, young Sutton,
yeah,
who was dating. See, this is why, like, I can't with Sutton, because I'm like, you say that you didn't grow up privileged and you didn't grow up rich, and, like, these are your moments of, like, not growing up rich, but honey, you still grew up, like, Brooklyn is not a terrible place to be. The Bronx at the time were a terrible place to be.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, if you lived in, like, Park Slope, if you lived in certain neighborhoods that were closer to the city in Brooklyn, are nice neighborhoods. Don't be knocking my Brooklyn, man.
Yeah.
Like, now the Bronx, like, that was, like, the slums. Like, those were, like, that was the hood. And, like, that's where, like, you'd have to, like, protect all of your belongings because
yeah.
you didn't want to get raped or robbed during
yeah.
the time that you're living there.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to give you a history lesson. Like, don't knock Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn sucked.
Yeah.
It was hood. But, like, if you're going to, like, Park Slope, if you're living
Park
in,
Slope
like...
Park Slope is nice.
Very nice.
Williamsburg.
Like, yeah, Williamsburg. There's nothing but Hasidic Jews, by the way, in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, there's a huge Jewish community in there. And, like, it's very safe. Like, it was very safe at
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Like, especially when Seton was living there, I believe. Like, that area.
Yeah.
Not downtown Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn was not a nice neighborhood.
Right.
So, don't downplay Brooklyn. That being said, we get to know, like, a different kind of Seton, right, in this one. What were your thoughts on the different kind of Seton?
I feel like I'm not surprised. You know what I mean?
Well, especially in your 20s.
Yeah.
You know, you're open to a lot more things.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's nice to see the different side of her. You
right.
know what I mean? She's another one, like, I think, similar to Garcelle, that it's taken her quite a few years to, like, actually open up. And I think we're seeing the authentic side of her. Because I don't think we've seen this before. It's very,
yeah.
like, oh my god, I love Dolce & Gabbana, and, like...
Get off my Gucci purse!
Yeah, or,
yeah.
like,
or my Hermes.
Store, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So now I feel like it's personal to her, like, you know what I mean?
Well, also, she's the host of the trip, so, we are going to get to know her a little bit more because she's hosting the trip.
Totally.
Yeah. Trying to think what else comes on. Oh, Seton gives the woman flowers, aka Lays,
yeah.
for Merce's ceremony. PK, I want to know your thoughts about PK traveling and Dorit's mom being with the kids as opposed to PK, you know, saying, I'm going to take some time when Dorit's out of town, because all the ladies are basically getting ready to go to this ceremony for Merce and to spread his ashes. And as she's getting ready, she's like, it would have been nice for you to stay with the kids. Now, do we feel like this is valid? This is something that 100%, or is this like...
I think it's valid, but I think he does it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think that, like, this...
I think this is where they're having problems.
Something doesn't smell authentic to me, to them. Like, with them. I feel like they try to put this front on for the show, and they just feel very produced to me. And the reason why I say that is because when we even first met Dorit, like, how many nannies did she even have?
How many fake accents did she have?
Right. Like, she had so many nannies. But I'm just saying that,
mm-hmm.
like, when Phoenix was a baby and Jagger and all
mm-hmm.
that, and she had, like, three different nannies, she wasn't, like, a super present mom.
Right.
And he was, like, traveling then. And so she wasn't a super present mom that we saw. I don't
uh-huh.
know what she's like in real life. But I just...
I love, like, how you called it real life, but go on.
Exactly. Because I just feel like they're produced. Like, something
right.
just doesn't smell, like, real to me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think that, like, we're starting to see the cracks of the overproduced relationship. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think this is the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time that he's, like, not with the kids.
Right.
I think he's doing what he
normally would
do.
This is the one authentic part of the relationship
yeah.
that they have, where he's,
like,
not at home.
She's like, yeah, it would be nice, but is he ever really, like, with the kids like that, besides, like, filming scenes?
Right. I mean, like, this is the time, too. I think that, like, this is the difference between East Coast and West Coast, and international and not international. Like, the wife takes a step back and says, like, I wouldn't have X, Y, and Z if he wasn't doing X, Y, and Z. So I gotta kind of, like, I'm taking my lumps right now. And I think
yeah.
that Dorit is, unfortunately, she's taking her lumps and being like, yes, it would be nice, but at the same time, it is what it is. This is what this is also what happens when you marry somebody that's not from the U.S. It's a totally different culture. He's from the U.K. I'm sure that his, like, the British, no offense if you're British out there, and thank you for watching, thank you for listening, but they're definitely more of a colder culture. And they're more of a, here's the gender roles, and here's, you know, how a man's supposed to be and how a woman's supposed to be, and, like, this is just how it's supposed to be. And it's, there's nothing wrong with that. That's your culture. That's how you guys live. That's how you be. But, like, with Dorit, I feel like she's finally coming in her own of, like, it would be really nice for you to be with your children, raise your damn kids.
Something just don't smell right to me. I just, the authenticity is not there for me.
We're going to leave it at that, that there is a lack of authenticity.
Yeah.
But this might be, I personally think that this was, like, the most authentic thing that I think Pink A has done, is not be around because he's trying to make a living for them, or try to keep this facade of wealth for them. Last but not least, we get to Sutton basically having a breakdown over spreading the ashes before they actually go and spread the ashes, because it reminds her of her father losing his ashes, and it symbolizes a letting go of her marriage as well.
I love that.
And I kind of, yeah, I was just going to say, I love this because Kyle comes down as she's getting ready and they have, like, another great moment. But this also shows me that, like, it's one or the other. Kyle and or Sutton are not being authentic in their friendship.
Mm.
So I'm just wondering who that possibly might be. Because
I think this is a real authentic moment, though.
No. The moment's authentic. I'm not denying the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in general, I think that this might not be, like, this is, like, for the cameras, like, hey, we gotta, like, come together for this. But later on, we may not be, you know, actual friends.
I gotta say, like, if I were Kyle, the Sutton comment of, like, losing the sisters, like, I couldn't come back from that.
It would be really hard for me.
Yeah.
It would be really hard for me for that.
Definitely could not come back from that. So I can be nice because we're filming with each other, but, like, I feel like that's what it would be. But, you know, Kyle does come back and be like, well, bitch, you don't eat. So I don't know. You know?
No. It's on both of them. It's not. So
yeah.
This whole entire friendship, it's on both of them. It's not necessarily, like, one person is to blame in this friendship.
Yeah.
It's both these bitches be to blame on this friendship. You're both giving and taking just as much as you're giving and taking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Sutton is giving more than she's, or is taking more than she's giving.
Yeah, I think...
To me.
She spirals
a
lot.
I think she's very manic, and I know that it's, like, a bold thing to say, but, like, I think she's very manic, and, like, that's just how she's been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even what's his name, Troy? Or... Sorry, I have him in my notes. Even her friend that she, like, you know, that she did this trip for is, like, she was mean to me. She was not a nice person.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's the real Sutton is, like, she's just, unless you can give her something, like Kathy can, an invite to a socialite party where you're on page six all the time.
Yeah.
Why be your friends?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything has to be a business transaction. Last but not least, guys, me, Amy, we're only going to cover, like, two things on Miami. We're not going to be as thorough because I know that you probably don't want to talk about this.
No, I'm down to talk about it. Just,
Yeah. Anyways, so...
Unfortunately, I have to go to work tomorrow.
No, and I got nothing. I got nothing tomorrow. So there's only two things I want to say before we cover this week's episode of Miami. I would like to beg and plead production or whoever does Miami to give them new looks, please. Because I'm dying on these damn looks. These looks are freaking, like, they're 3 years old. Like, they need to go. Like, you guys need to put some money into this and let them have new outfits. They will put in money for their own outfits to do a new, you know, introduction.
That's
for,
true.
Like,
they've had the same look since they've come back.
They've had the same look since the comeback.
Yeah.
Last but not least... you need to give Kiki that mojito. And I'm gonna say, I said what I said, I will say it till the day I die. I love me some Kiki. That Haitian bitch needs to freaking get her own mojito, her own tagline, and her own everything. Yes. That bitch could be her own show.
Yeah, no, she's great. She definitely needs to be a housewife.
Yeah. And then I what I wanted to ask you, which is the very end of this episode, and that's what we're going to focus on, is the gondola ride from hell. So we're just going to skip straight to the end, you guys, for this. The gondola ride from hell. Talk about privilege. Talk about me some privilege. Is when Lisa goes off and says, like, these dogs, like, who are pets, by the way, as we heard from the people that were actually on the gondola ride.
I guarantee you I gave them better than what they're already eating.
I can't.
So here's my thing. She
preach, let me tell me
the definition of a woman I never want to be. And well, her and Larsa combined, because I can't see Larsa.
Ugh.
But for me, it's like how can I get into this? She irks me to the 10th power, which why is it make sense that her and Larsa are friends?
Mm-hmm.
But like, she is so entitled and thinks that she's like, I'm not happy with what the settlement is. Like, I'm not happy about it, but I'm gonna sign it. Now, look, granted, she's got two kids, cool. But it's the entitlement of, like, the whole situation.
So to be fair, the only reason why I'm going to disagree with you on this is because of what Lenny put in that settlement.
Oh, the end part? No.
Yes. So, like, him telling her you cannot have a man permanently living in that situation is bullshit.
Okay, so I agree with that. That's not the part I'm talking about.
But everything else,
yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Everything else, I agree with you.
I just feel like she doesn't want to do anything for herself. Like,
no.
Her sole purpose in life is to find somebody to
provide.
That will take care of her.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all she did was jump right into Jody, who is absolutely doing the same thing, but I don't think is dumb enough to, like, marry her and put her in the same situation. But anyways, like, Kiki is everything to me.
She was. Can we also, like, put up a moment for Kiki? Because she, her with the dildo in last week's episode,
where she is,
like, crying her tears away with the dildo,
yeah,
and saying, I ain't got anything, I got this. Like,
and she's like, I gotta pay for this.
That is the moment, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That is the moment. Like, her confessionals alone, she should be a mojito wearing housewife,
yeah,
a holding housewife.
Absolutely.
Like, I was not a fan of Kiki in the first season they had her, but I am a fan.
I'm just tired of, like, everybody, like, poor Lisa. Like, I get it. You absolutely got the rug ripped out from under you.
Yes.
I don't think she should have been that surprised, because he's been giving signs for a very long time.
I mean, the Halloween party alone should have been a sign,
right,
for you.
But, you know, and it doesn't surprise me,
yeah,
that he was a complete dick in this whole process. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just like, girl, you need to buckle up,
right,
put your fucking big girl panties on,
mm-hmm,
like, move on from this motherfucker who obviously doesn't respect you or love you or care enough for you, and, like, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like,
which Larsa actually says in her confessional. She's like, you need to sign and just move forward, man. Like,
she does, but she's...
But like you said, she definitely is entitled, and she definitely is, you know... She unfortunately is the Beverly Hills equivalent of Dorit in the sense of she doesn't know a world outside of her bubble.
Yeah, she's 1,000 times worse.
I agree.
Like, Dorit at least is smart.
Dorit at least wants to learn about other people's situations.
And Dorit, like, Dorit is smart and has ambition for herself. And, like,
and actually had a company prior to meeting BK and stuff.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, not a thing. And doesn't want to work for anything. I think the fragrance situation is for a storyline. I don't think that shit's real at all.
Because I mean, I think it's still real because she's going to those said companies and, like, getting the contracts. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, after the season's over,
that's gonna be a flash in the pan, right?
What, no reason to give a fuck. Like, she's not gonna give a fuck about herself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, her storyline is Lenny.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I mean? And I feel horrible for her boyfriend. Like, horrible.
I do, but I don't. Here's the reason why I don't, and we're gonna go back into some drama in depth for Jody. Jody and Lisa are making the best out of, like, shitty situations. Jody, before he met Lisa, was engaged. And then met Lisa, decided, I'm gonna start dating Lisa. Because
I wanna be on TV.
Because I wanna be on TV. I wanna make that paper. I wanna get that ring, whatever. And dumps his freaking fiance and then moves on to Lisa for opportunity. Now, men, in the male world, this is normal for you to, like, move on for opportunity, and I get it, but the fact that you're tacking it on because of a woman, like, man, you are, whatever. I think that whole entire situation is gonna blow up in their faces.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Lisa needs to be alone.
Yes.
She needs to, like, focus on
her and
being
her children.
Mom.
Yep.
And I think that she needs to, like, take time and, like, rediscover herself. Because the thing is that you can't realistically move on into a new relationship, if you're completely wrapped up in this situation. Like, the jig is up.
Yeah.
He's moved on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He's moved on, but he still wants control over her.
No, I get that. I totally get that. That's fucked up, no matter how you wrap yourself around it. My question is, then, she said that she signed the papers. Did she sign
with that contingency?
That contingency, because they didn't talk about that.
So, yeah, you're right, because she signed when she talked to her lawyer, but she didn't sign, like, she didn't know that it was going to be, but... Actually, I take that back. She signed, and when they were in the Sprinter van and they talked about it, she's like, I signed the papers, guys. And that's when Marisol was like, oh, even after all that, like, you signed, and she did, because she just didn't want to deal with, like, going to court, because going to court is more lawyer fees.
But did
more
she
like,
sign with that contingency?
I believe so, because she already knew about it. Because if we're going into time,
I agree.
I thought it was really, really stupid. And I think that, like, the second that Marisol said, oh, monkey, like, she was just like.
And I only think that she signed it because he probably offered her more money.
More money. Yeah, he probably put more money onto the settlement and was like, as long as you don't bring a man in here permanently, then it doesn't matter. You know what's interesting to me, though, is that, like, so she can fuck around at his place. But you just don't want him in the home that you are quote unquote paying for, so she can get some D like on the low, like with no, not on the low, but she, like, her and Jody can go fuck at his place. Like, how is this control, you idiot? Like, just let her be, let her go.
She's not smart.
But both of them aren't smart when it comes to this.
He's smart enough to be controlling her the way.
Yeah, because he has the money. She doesn't have the money.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That,
right.
Like, at some point, like, is money worth your dignity? And clearly for her, it is.
Everybody has a price. Everybody has a price tag, and this is her price tag. Like, she wants to have this certain particular lifestyle. That's why she... No offense. What the fuck is marrying Lenny on his looks and how hot and sexy he is and how great looking he is? Ain't nobody marrying Lenny?
No, he just dishes out the cash. That's it.
Like, trust me, the girl, his fiance, soon-to-be wife, she is not there because you're hot, honey. She is not there.
She's stupid, too.
Oh, no, trust, like, I bet you, like, she didn't, I would love it this would be karma, if he got fucked, and she signed, she was like, no, here's my prenup, here's my issues, da da da. Because they haven't got married yet, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know.
No.
So, like, I bet you it's delayed because
well,
of Betty.
They can't get married because if he's still married.
That doesn't matter.
Oh.
And I think that's dependent on. I think that's dependent on like Florida. First of all, they're in Florida.
Yeah, that's
true. So
you can do anything
in Florida. So I'm assuming that they can probably get married in Florida.
It is a lawless state.
Yeah. So I mean, again, you can do anything in Florida. So that being said, we're obviously all not Team Lenny. What I do want to know to end this episode: are you Team Kiki? Are you Team Lisa?
Always Team Kiki.
Hell yeah. Never team Kiki, we love you. We love you. We love bitching. We love bitching about Bravo. Monthly visitor, guys.
I'm here.
She's going to be here at least not at the beginning or the middle or the end of each month, but she's going to always be here.
Always.
Miss Hillary, guys.
Yes.
Gonna make shit happen for us, guys. I'm G.K. Wiley here for The Real Bitch of Bravo. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. Keep listening, comment, you know, please boost up that 4 point, whatever three that I have on freaking Apple right now, Apple Podcasts.
Give us fives.
Give us nothing but fives. Nothing but fives. Comment as well. I have a really thick skin, so comment as well. I'm good with it. I can take it. If I can dish it out, I'm going to be able to take it, guys. Thank you so much again for watching, listening, however you get your podcast. And you're going to see all the promos at the end of this podcast. So enjoy. Thank you so much for bitching with us, you guys. We out.
Bye.